It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Sarah Horgan has compiled a very good article in The Examiner in the last few days about the weird things that Cork councillors have been asked to do. And as we head towards the local and European elections on the 7th of June, which are 38 days away from now, the stories of what people have been asked to do, like Fergal Dennehy. I know Fergal Dennehy. I knew his dad. Can you imagine the look on Fergal Dennehy's face if someone, he knocks on someone's door and they ask him to take two dead mice out of the hot press? Like, I don't know if that was in the local politician's job description. Sarah, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I'd say you'd fun compiling these and you'd wonder, could you believe them or not? But sadly, you can.
Yeah, no, it took a lot of filtering out. They often joke in the office here that I'd be in the back room with the golden pages there going through all the names, but it was worth it in the end. We did we did get some gold, I think, and all the councillors, they were up for a bit of crack as well. They were willing to laugh at themselves.
Christmas is not an uncommon time. Christmas Day, Christmas morning, not an uncommon time to contact your local councillor.
For some people, they would see it as the best time to contact their local councillor. So Fianna Fáil councillor Terry Shannon, he'll tell you all about this, because on Christmas morning, he got a call from a woman who lost her wedding ring. Now, she thought the dump would be open on Christmas Day and she wanted somebody to go and find it for her. And when she found out that the dump was closed, there was this expectation that everyone else would just abandon their turkeys and their Christmas dinner and unwrapping their presents and go to look for a ring. And the funny thing was, she wasn't even sure that if it was in the dump, that ring could have been anywhere at all. And she did get her back up a little when there was nothing anybody could do for her.
As Terry told you, she got put out when nothing could... Yeah, then there was Kevin Murphy, the Fine Gael councillor, another man that I know. Someone wanted to call him out of his bed at 2 o'clock on Christmas morning to drive them home.
I'd say a lot of people are guilty of that now, aren't they? After a few drinks, I've gotten those calls at 11:30 at night or 12:30. But on this occasion, his wife answered the phone because, of course, he was asleep and was taking this call. And I don't know, did this man ask his wife to take him? Could he take him home from the pub then? But people know they're chancing their arms, but they'll do it anyway, won't they?
You'd wonder, like, but yeah, you said you got the call at 2 a.m. I'm sure you have, but it was probably from somebody you know, possibly even a loved one. But a total stranger
absolutely not. You must have some listeners there chancing your arm. Or is that just me? Am I very approachable?
My listeners don't have my phone number. No,
I think when people are in the pub and it's really late at night and they've had a couple of drinks, it suddenly occurs to them, oh my gosh, I have this great story. This would be an amazing story. Let's ring Sarah. So
I've had colleagues over the years who've done that. Yes, that certainly has happened. to be fair. Lorna Bogue and the hair extensions. That's a cracker.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was a very resourceful constituent because she found she had no one to do her hair. So I don't know, was the hairdresser all booked up or what was the story? So lo and behold, Lorna calls to her door canvassing and she said, while I'm here and you're here, why don't you do my hair extensions? And fair play to Lorna because she did do her hair extensions and she did a brilliant job, probably better than any hairdresser. We still don't know if she got her vote, though. It might have been a waste of time. Who knows?
Someone calls to your door canvassing for your vote, and she says, well, while you're here now, you do me hair extensions. And you kind of can't refuse, can you?
One thing I've learned is that a politician will never, ever say no, even if they have no intention of doing it whatsoever. Even when I made my 26 calls asking about the outrageous requests I've got, every single politician said, yes, I'll help you, I'll email you or I'll text you, because they know if they say...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.
No, on the spot, that it's just not going to look good for them, you know.
And in 2024, and I know there's a lot more serious things going on with politicians, some very nasty things going on with politicians, but you kind of do have to do what they ask. Take the case, I love this one as well, Councillor Marie O'Sullivan went out to help someone with their mobile phone at 11 o'clock at night.
I just found this really sweet because it's really hard to get cross with very old and vulnerable people. So in this case, there was, I believe, three sisters who were living together, and the one who would have been quite technologically savvy, she was ill and she had to go to hospital. So one of them was panicking anyway because she couldn't use her mobile phone, and she rang her local councillor Marie and said, "I'm really panicking. I really need help. My phone isn't working at all." So she drove, got up out of her bed and got changed and drove over to her at that time of night, only to find that the phone was on airplane mode.
Oh God!
Nothing wrong with it at all.
You'd hope she got the vote there. And then Dr. John Sheehan, who's a regular on this program, and a man who wouldn't suffer fools and a man who wouldn't listen to nonsense, but he was threatened over a job.
Oh yeah, there was a woman who wanted to find a job for her daughter, and she was trying to see how far she could push him, it seems, because she said, you have till Friday, you have a 4 or 5 days, I think it was. And if you don't have the job for her by Friday, that's it. My vote is gone. And she, God love her daughter. She was only 28. How was she supposed to find a job herself? But there.
Hang on,
there
maybe get up and go out and start knocking on doors, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what happened there. And he's such a gent that he said, I'll sit down with you, we'll talk it through if you like, but I don't have jobs in my back pocket.
They are. Then there was, Frank Roach would have a lot of the farming community in his bailiwick. And he gets called some desperate wives. What about?
Marital problems, it seems. how he put it. It was very bizarre now he put it, how he put it. He said, I get a lot of calls from the wives of farmers who are sick to death of their husbands' lifestyles. Now, when they say their husbands' lifestyles, you imagine that they're going out partying all the time and cheating on their wives. He says they don't drink or go off with other women. However, what they do have is an addiction to cows. So a farmer's day is never finished. There's a lot to do, and some of them don't even go to bed at night. They'll just fall asleep in their armchairs watching calving cameras. That doesn't go for all farmers, but the farmers' wives who ring Frank Roach seem to have that complaint anyway. There's no one, he said, has ever called him and said, my farmer husband doesn't work hard enough. That doesn't happen. People just seem to be really focused on that line of work for some reason.
This is not what you get into politics for. I'm laughing at the prospect because I've seen him sing and I've seen him perform, and he loves to do it. Kenneth O'Flynn wouldn't have lost an opportunity to sing a Joe Dolan song on someone's doorstep. But you think he would? He was actually asked to do that.
Do you know, we're hearing so much from Kieran McCarthy, and he's a beautiful singer, but by God, have you heard Ken O'Flynn sing? He's amazing.
He's a good singer, he is, in fairness to me.
I would have him put on a whole concert for me on my doorstep.
Fairness to him. Yeah, these are things that people might not know. Ken O'Flynn is a fine. In fact, there's the thing now. We should probably get himself and Kieran McCarthy to do a duet someday.
And Sinead Shepherd.
Yes. Was there any story, Sarah, that they told? I'll tell you, but for God's sake, don't print it.
Okay. That's all I got anymore. Go on. That's
the line
I was here, yeah.
I thought so. Listen, it's great. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for that. Sarah Horgan of the Irish Examiner, the stuff that councillors get asked.
Cork's 96 FM.